Atharva Ved. On a more earthly level, Atharva Ved touches upon subjects like our society and social structure, the science of yoga, the human physiology, its different ailments and their cure, and so on. But the word Atharva means that which is unwavering, unchanging. Thus, on a more spiritual level, the Atharva Ved expounds universal truths of the oneness of the universe, the way to live in communion with it, and finally, to merge with the Supreme. O Vachaspati, the Lord of Speech, like the two ends of a stretched bow held together with a single bowstring, may our minds be intent on both this world and the world of the gods. May the Lord of Speech direct us to this end. Let the knowledge in me remain in me. With my sacrifice, I invoke Soma, the drink of immortality, Savitar, the sun god, and all the Adityas for power and well-being. Let this holy fire, kindled by me and my kinsmen, blaze long. May it not be dimmed by those who speak against me. It is morning, and we invoke Agni. We invoke Indra, and we invoke Mitra and Varuna. We also invoke Bhaga. We invoke Pushana and Brahmanaspati. We invoke Soma, and we invoke Rudra. Let the son obey his father. Let him be of the same mind as his mother. Let the wife speak to the husband in sweet tones and tender words. You are a healer of severed bones and wounds. O Arundhati, I call out to you as you fill this wound and heal it.
Sanjani tvam samprachyat tvam sambhomanam sijanatam deva bhagaya thapurve sanjani.
O people, may you live in unity and concordance. Just as the ancient gods sit together and share the offerings of the sacrifice mutually, may your minds be united.
Ayam dharbho vimanyu asvaya charanaya cha manyor vimanyu kasyayam manyu shamana uchyate.
Behold this grass called Darbha, the dispeller of all anger, both of one's own and of the stranger. We call it the appeaser of wrath, since it takes away ill feeling. May this plant strengthen the roots of the hair, stretch the ends and lengthen the middle. O herb, let thick black locks grow all over this man's head, like reeds on a river bank. We offer our homage to Prana, the vital breath which controls the world. Prana is the Lord of all, the one in whom all exist unharmed. Whether getting up or sitting, whether standing or walking, with the right foot or with the left, let us not injure Mother Earth.
Ihe mavindra sannoda chakra bhake vadampati prajayai nau swastakau vishvamayur vyashnutam.
O Lord Indra, may you bring together this newly married couple in the same manner as a pair of chakravaka birds. Let them enjoy marital bliss and along with their progeny live a full life.
Udyate namah udayate namah udithaya namah virate namah svaraye namah samraye namah.
We offer our obeisance to the rising sun. We offer our obeisance to the sun about to rise and to the sun that has arisen. We offer our obeisance to the sun who rules far and wide. We offer our obeisance to the sun who rules himself and who rules the world.
Pashyema sharadashatam, jiveema sharadashatam, buddhyema sharadashatam, roheema sharadashatam, pusheema sharadashatam, bhaveema sharadashatam, bhuyema sharadashatam, Bhuyasi Sharadashatat.
May we see 100 autumns. May we live 100 autumns. May we be wakeful for 100 autumns. May we attain wisdom for 100 autumns. May we be well for 100 autumns. May we adorn 100 autumns. May the autumns be more than 100. May we accomplish all this.